Morning Shir is in a narrative of Rav Simon for Rivka Bas Shena Mina. By the Baal Hashem Moshe Lemar, page 232, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu li teruma, Me'es kolish asher yidvenu li bo tikhu as teruma si. The Malbim makes seven comments on the opening pasuk. And with each comment, he says there's something we could learn about the way the Mishkan was created and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavana was for the creation of the Mishkan. He begins by questioning V'yikhu, right? The Pasuk should have said, instead of V'yikhu li truma, the Pasuk should have said V'yitnu. V'yitnu li truma. There should be a commandment that the Jewish people should have to give money for the construction of the Mishkan. Let's take a look at the very first piece. V'yikhu li truma. Hisna kama pratim. Says the Malbim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a number of conditions here with the donations for the money for the Mishkan. Lo amar v'yitnu li truma, she'az haya mitzvah saseh v'chiyuv al kolach litein. Says the Malbim, had it said v'yitnu li truma, had it said v'yitnu, then I would have derived from that, that there's an obligation to give money. Like a tithe, like Trumas and Maisers, there are certain obligations that Jews have to give money. So had it said V'yitnu, that would have said that there's an obligation. She'azai mitzvah saseh v'chiyuv al kolach alitein. V'Hashem ratza she'truma zu tiyeh minidvas li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want this truma to be an obligation. He wanted it to be a nidvas li, a voluntary, willing act of giving from your heart. V'ratzon chafshi, free will. Lo al yidei shum hechreach. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want this to be forced. V'mhoya atzivui sheyitnu, hayunosnim behechreach ayidei atzivui. Had it been a commandment, then they would have given because they're forced to give. Lachain bier she'eno mitzava sheyitnu, there was no obligation on Klai Yisrael to give. The obligation was to appoint Gabayim to collect from he who wanted to give. So I was thinking about this. I mean, Hashem is not scared to put commandments on us. We have a commandment to take lulav. We have a commandment to blow shofar. We have a commandment to keep Shabbos. There's a lot of commandments that we have. Why all of a sudden over here does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not want this to be done via commandment? So I was thinking of something. If somebody else has something, I'm happy to hear what you have to say about it. But it would just seem to me simply, you know, this commandment to build the Mishkan was different than any other commandment, in the sense that what we're saying over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wanting, as we're going to see in a few moments, one of the whole big yesodos of Parshas Truma, the whole thing we're supposed to think about here is this idea of B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios lo dira b'tachtonim. That's what Chazal said. Really incredible. B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios lo dira b'tachtonim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have a home, as it were, here on this earth, which is not shayach, right? It's not shayach for the Melech Malchei Amlochim Ein Sof, the endless God, to actually have a place on this earth. How could he even say the words? It doesn't make any sense. God is Meloch Al Aretz Kvodo. He's everywhere. What do you mean that he should have a house? This way. But apparently, to a certain degree, whatever it means, and we'll have to maybe talk about what it means, and you know what it always means to me is you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be some place where we can go to connect, a place that we can feel a special connection, a place that we could remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. I was just thinking that perhaps specifically this place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to be in a place where people want him. He only wants to be in a place where we let him in. He's not going to force his presence upon us. It's almost a contradiction in terms to say that he could force his presence on us. In other words, when a person wants to feel that he's in front of the king, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So what does it mean that he's going to be down here on this earth? He's everywhere. But it means that if we look for a specific special connection, he's going to say, I'm going to respond and come close to you. When we want to dive in, and something like we spoke about in the shiur a few times about chinuch with the kids, about how you can't force your child to dive in. So Chazal said in a few places, like to force somebody to daven is almost like a contradiction in terms. The whole definition of davening is a person trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't force that. If you forced it, then it's not really there. If a person doesn't want to be standing in front of the king, so he's not going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to force his presence, as it were. So maybe that's the idea, that that the Beis HaMikdash had to be specifically done only through Nidvat Nidivas HaLev, because this particular mitzvah was not, even though the other 612 commandments, or most of them, are all obligations, you have to do them. And you have to do them. So maybe that's part of the idea here, that specifically when it comes to connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God doesn't force himself upon us. He's everywhere, but he's there for us for the taking, for the developing relationship. But here, when it came to building a shul, a place on this earth, as it were, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, a place for the Makam HaShechinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to force himself on it. I would just add one more point to that. And just in general, when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to giving tzedakah, I would suggest that here too, the Torah places an emphasis on the nedivas halev. There's no specific amount. Maybe midrabbanan, there's something called maaser, you got to give a tenth of your money to tzedakah. Could be, but certainly midoraisa, there's no minimum amount, particularly of tzedakah, that a person gives. And again, here there's this other idea that tzedakah, when you're helping out another Jew, So if there was a commandment, like everybody had to give, 10% of your money, which again, my custom is I do give 10% of my money to tzedakah. Many people have the custom to do that, but there's certainly no din d'oraisa to do. There's no Torah obligation to give 1/10 of your money to tzedakah. But there is a din, again, called trumas and maisers. That's a different kind of halacha. That's, to take care of the Kohanim, you got to take care of the Kohanim, you got to take care of the Levim. But stomp, and there's something called Maisarani. Okay, there is something called Maisarani. But generally speaking, on most of the mitzvahs of tzedakah, there's no obligation. It's all dependent on how much a person wants to give. So why is there no obligation? So maybe extrapolating from this idea is a similar kind of idea. That again, if there's a downtrodden member of society, so we have an obligation to lift up that person. It shouldn't be that we have to feel an obligation to do that. That should be something that we should willingly want to do. If the ani feels, everybody feels like they have to give to him, he's going to feel like a nachschlepper, everybody has to give. No, the idea in tzedakah is it should be done through nedivas halev. It should be done through wanting to pick somebody up, because it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. Tzedakah is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. So if it's ben adam l'chavero, Chazal say also, we should know just about giving tzedakah in general. Chazal say it's more important to lift up the person's dignity and self-esteem than it is to give him money. I want to say that again. Chazal say, there's more mitzvahs, and Chazal consider it. The many mamari Chazal that say, let's say a person comes to your door. So let's say you don't have money to give him. It's more important to give him a kind word, to give him something nice, because Chazal say, that lifts a person up more than the money. More than the money, it's the feeling of identification of the person. Whether you give a lot or you give a little, you could lift a person up when you give him, or you could say, hey, go to, throw the money at him, here, go take this. Chazal say, that's the worst thing you could do to him. The worst thing you could do to a poor person comes to you, hey, go take this and get out of my face. That's the worst thing you could do. It's better to give him a nice word and no money than to give him $1,000 and make him feel like a piece of garbage. So again, when it comes to tzedakah, that's why maybe there's no hechrech, at least from the Torah, there's no forced amount. Everyone has to give X amount of dollars to tzedakah, because there's a certain nedivas halev that's supposed to come with it. There's a certain sense of I'm lifting you up, I care about you. And if I had to do it, what kind of care is that showing? It's almost like the care is more important. So I would suggest, both in terms of when building a shul, a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, the Nedivas HaLev is crucial, because it's a makom to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't be forced to meet God. It's like a contradiction in terms. Hashem is everywhere. You can't be forced. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to show up where He's led Him. Just my thought. Okay, let's continue. That's just the first idea. Beis, li, lishmi. The second criteria when giving money to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, and I like to always extrapolate to shuls and to yeshivos and to all kinds of stuccos, the second obligation here is that it has to be specifically l'shem Shemaim, right? The Torah says, v'yikhu li truma. Very fascinating, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to take the truma for me. I want you to take it for me. Very strange. Why Hashem? Of course it's for him. Everything we do is for him. What do you mean? Why does the Torah have to say, v'yikhu li? So Rashi and many of the Mepharshim say, right? Look, the very first Rashi, right? Very first Rashi. The very first Rashi, page 232. V'yikhu li truma, says Rashi, li lishmi. Again, by all the mitzvos, obviously, all mitzvos, we're supposed to do the mitzvos because we're serving Hashem. We do the mitzvos for whom? We do them for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we do everything we do. But yet here, the Torah is calling our attention and saying that the donation here has to be, and we'll see the Malam in a second, not for your own honor, not for any other side motivation, but strictly and purely for the sake of Hashem. Let's take a look at what he says. Look at the Malam, Beis, Li Lishmi, Shelo Ye'arev Berucho Pniya Chitzonis Lehiskabed o lehispa'er b'nidvaso. When a person gives money, so part of the psychological play that's going on is the person is saying, you know, I'm also getting honor for the money that I'm giving. Oh, people are going to respect me, they're going to honor me. So that might be true when you give money to institutions, but when you give money to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying here, no, I don't want any ulterior motive involved in this giving. If you're giving money to the Mishkan because you're in it for your own honor, then I don't want your money. O almanas kabel pras v'chadoyme, rak l'shem Hashem bilvad. Now when you give, it's got to be dafka l'shma. And again, here I was thinking, why specifically here? Why specifically here are we looking for the Lishma? Again, because Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the Gemara says, Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The signature of God is absolute truth. Absolute truth. So if we're building a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem doesn't want any plaques on the Mishkan. He doesn't want the plaques on the Mishkan. In yeshivas, we need plaques. We need plaques in yeshivas. But the Mishkan is God's house. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. It can be only built with the absolute pure intentions. There can't be anything mixed in here. This is Hashem's house. This is Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see in a moment. Well, it's also very, very beautiful. We'll see in a minute. But it's very hard. It's very hard for a person to do. In all mitzvos are supposed to be done with the pure intention. With the pure intention of being l'shem shamayim, being purely for the sake of God. We're supposed to do all mitzvahs that way. Every mitzvah that a person does is supposed to be. But specifically, the Torah requires that this particular mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash has to be l'shmi. Has to be l'shmi. Why? Because when building the Beis HaMikdash, this Hashem's house, it can only be built on the purest and most sincere foundation. It's got to be totally l'shem shamayim. And again, related to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. Why are we doing this? Why are we building this Beis HaMikdash? Because we have a sincere, honest desire to confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's got to be done totally purely. And look what he continues on the same idea. Sheyikhu, Gimel. Sheyikhu Truma. Shehanosein lo yitein kol ruchusho. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't give all your money to Tzedakah. Don't give all your money. Rak truma levad. Right, the Gemara says about tzedakah, you're not allowed to give more than one-fifth of your money to tzedakah. So says the Gemara. You're not allowed to give more than one-fifth. So truma means just a portion, not everything. Dalid, me'es kol ish, asher yudved alibo, shekvar b'yayti b'ator v'amitzvah in tzav, shebemokom sheba loshon l'kicha, al shalokeach min hanosein b'ratzon, derech matana. Yesh hevdel, and here the Malbim is going to go back to what the Malbim does with his entire commentary. One of the things that the Malbim is very concerned about is always explaining that there are no such thing as synonyms in the Chumash. The Malbim's commentary, one of the three pillars of what the Malbim sets his whole commentary on is, there's no such thing as synonyms in the Chumash. If the Torah uses two different words to say the same thing, that means that the Torah is trying to tell you that there's a slightly different nuance of meaning in those different words. That's one of the Malbim's huge foundations that he built his commentary on. So he's going to here draw a distinction between what's the difference between kach me'ito and kach me'imo. Did you ever think about this? I didn't. Kach me'ito versus kach me'imo. Listen to what he says. He says, Yesh hevdel bein lashon kach mimenu ubein lashon kach me'ito. Shekach me'ito mitzayin shenosin baratzon tov. Shelo ayidei shom hechreach. Me'ito means he wants to give it. V'lo yavo lashon kicha me'ito im lokeach min hamakom o mibilti ba'al ratzon. If you're taking something from Hashem, or from someone who doesn't want to be giving it to you, then it doesn't make sense to say me'ito. Uvazeh ba mashakav bier mashakosav me'es kol ish. Mitzayin again sha'anosein hu bal ratzon ubechira v'nosein betov libo. The guy chooses whether to give or not, and he's giving it out of the goodness of his heart. Lo al yidei sheyachrichuhu achirim, not because others are forcing him, o sheyitein mepnei habusha v'chadayme, and not that he's giving because he's embarrassed into it. It's got to be because he wants to. Hey, so this Dalet is similar to what we said before in Aleph, but it's, here we're not talking about being forced mitzad the mitzvah. Here we're talking about being forced mitzad peer pressure or embarrassment. Can't be. It's got to be totally willing, totally voluntary. And hey, what does it mean? Me'es kol ish asher yedved libo shelo yachshavu. The Jewish people shouldn't think that only the wealthy people have to contribute, right? Some people think that tzedakah is only for the wealthy. Shelo yachshavu shelo yichlu b'davazos rakmin ha'ashirim. V'rosh ha'edah, the Torah stressing here, me'es kol ish sheyidvenu libo. Anyone who wants a hand in the building of the Mishkan, he's welcome. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit, right? However much you give. Shelo yichlu rakmin ha'ashirim. Omar me'es kol ish. Everyone, we're going to see that the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was the embodiment of the entirety of the Jewish people. So anybody who wanted a hand in the building, anyone who wanted to get involved in donating, they took donations from everyone. From the rich, from the poor. From the tzaddikim, from the rishayim. Any Jew, every Jew had a chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to talk about that more in a moment. And Vav, idea number 6. Shelo yachshavu she'en lekabel rak nedava gedola v'davar choshev. Amar, asher yidven libo kol ma sheyisnadev. Whether the guy wanted to give a lot or give a little. Af chut echad. Even if a guy wanted to donate one string. Oh, now listen to this 7th pshat. Oh, listen to this 7th pshat. Fascinating. 7th idea that the Malbim gets in this. Whose money are you giving? We all feel so good about ourselves, right? Oh, whose money? Person gives a lot of money. Whose money is it? Listen to what the Malbim says. Ramaz mashakosav David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim Chav Tes. The Pasuk states in Divrei HaYamim, Aleph, Perek Chav Tes. Ki mimcha hakol umiyadcha nasanu lach. David HaMelech says in Divrei HaYamim, Hashem, when I give money to you, who am I giving from? You think I'm giving the money to you? The money that I'm giving to you comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki mimcha hakol miyadcha nas nitnu la. Says the Malbim, ki kol hakinyanim misyachsim l'Hashem. Everything that we own, all the money that we have, a person is supposed to realize that all the money that we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vishalohe, Kemosha Kasav, like the Pasuk says in Chagai. It's one of the Treyasar, right? Liyah Kesef Liyah Zav. Everything that we have belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'enam Shela Adam. Now, when are we actually considered the ones who own our own money? When we use it for Divrei Kedusha, then it's considered to be ours, says the Malbim. Let's see what he says. Look what he says. Ve'inu shel adam, rak be'eis shemisnadev l'shem shamayim. Only at the moment that a person decides to sanctify his money and use his bechira chafshis, use his God-given choice. I can decide. I can use my money to buy a fancy car. I'm not going to say Lexus in case anybody drives a Lexus. A person uses it. I have no idea what everybody drives. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not a chas v'shalom. Person can use his money to buy a very fancy house or a very fancy car, or he can go lower a little bit and, you know, not go for the deluxe A++. Go down, you know, something that's comfortable that he decides with his Bechir Chavshis to take that money that he would have spent on the fancier item and use it for something spiritual to Ruchnius. Then he showed, oh, that's me using the money. That's my Bechira. The other stuff to use the money, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem's money. But to use money for, oh, then it becomes yours. Listen to what he says. Rak be'ez shemes nadi l'shem shemayim. Oz hu zocha behem. Wow. He learns this out from the Pasuk. Me'ez kol ish asher yidven libo. You know when the money becomes yours? The money becomes yours because then you did this. You use this money to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's you. When you use the money to go buy the other stuff, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not you. When you use the money and elevate it spiritually, then it becomes your money, he says. Oz hu zocha behem. Sheichashiv ki'ilu hu shelo. Hashem will consider it as if you gave of yourself. This is you. This is you deciding to sanctify your money and not use it for your own. Not use it. Somebody told me a story last week, which I don't really believe. Someone told me a story. He's sitting at my table on Shabbos. He said that there were a bunch of Kutzker Hasidim sitting around the table. The Kutzker Hasidim were known for truth, being absolute, absolutely truthful. They always spoke only the truth. They were like hyper about the truth. The Kutzker Rebbe, right? The book of English saying is nothing but the truth. The Kutzker Rebbe was all about the pure truth. The bunch of guys are sitting around on Shabbos, and the Hasidim are saying, "Lekovid Shabbos Kodesh," and they put a piece of chalent, you know, a spoonful of chalent. And the other one says, "Lekovid Shabbos Kodesh," and he puts a piece of meat in his mouth. "Lekovid Shabbos Kodesh," a piece of fish. And then the Rebbe says, "Lekovid mein boich," in honor of my stomach, and he takes the piece of food, like, because he wanted to be really honest. Like, what are you saying? This is really the covered Shabbos Kodesh? It's the covered mind boy. Who are you eating? You're eating the chalent, the covered Shabbos Kodesh? If you want to be real about it, is this the covered Shabbos Kodesh or is it the covered mind boy? I think at every Shabbos meal we have to ask ourselves that question. I think it's a very fair question to ask. Is this the covered Shabbos? Again, I think the answer is that a person is supposed to train himself that lekovod mein boich on Shabbos is lekovod Shabbos kodesh. You have to negotiate that, right? Is it lekovod mein boich or lekovod Shabbos kodesh? It's a very fair question to ask. But the point is, he's saying over here that when you buy the fancy clothing, that's lekovod mein boich. But that's not. But when you use your money and use your money to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give it to tzedakah, you give it to help out another Jew, you give it to help out a yeshiva, you give it out to help out an institution, to help out a makom Torah to lahagdil Torah lahagdila lahadira. We did. Then it becomes mamish your money. That's what he, then it's yours. He says azu zochaben sheyachshuv kiilu hu shelo va'azu lokeach me Hashem. Then you're taking it from Hashem. V'zochebo, it becomes yours. V'yachshov shesnadig mishalol Hashem. And God will consider as if you gave mamish a piece of yourself. Then you mamish donated your boich to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shesnadig mishalol Hashem. V'alzeh amar v'yikhuli. V'alzeh amar v'yikhuli. V'yikhuli. I'm going to take it from me. Sha'al yidei shesnadig l'shem Hashem. Hu lokeach me Hashem. V'zochebo, v'yikhuli, Klal Yisrael should take for me and from me. He says that v'yikhu means to take. Says the Malvim, when you use your money to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're taking from, it says v'yikhuli, you're taking for me. In other words, you're taking the money away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when you use your money to buy a fancy house, that's Hashem's money. But when you're taking that money, all your money is liyah kesef liyah zav. But when you donate it, it's like you're taking from Hashem and giving it and elevating it, giving it to Hashem. Wow. Let's continue. Oh, listen to this beautiful idea here. Next pasuk. Okay, we finished the first pasuk. Okay, here we go. Now the second pasuk. Vizos hatrum asher tikhu meitam. And how many items are listed here that they took from Klal Yisrael? How many items? Count them up. Did you ever know how many items? 15 items. What's the significance of 15 items? Let's count them up. Don't trust me. Let's count them up. What are you taking? Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Argamon, Tolas Shani, Sheish, Izim, Oros Elim Adamim, Oros Tachashim, Atze Shitim, Shemen, Besamim, Ktoras Asamim. Doesn't really fit. I read that already. Besamim, Avnei Shoham, Avnei Miluim. Hold on a second. How do you count? I messed it up. What did I mess up? Last night when I counted, it came to 15. I don't know. Must have been a little bit too late last night. Let's try one more time. Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Argamon, Tolas, Shani, Sheish, Izim, Oros, Elim, Adamim, Oros, Tchashim, Atse, Shitim, Shemen, Besamim, for two things, maybe two types of shaman. Is that what it is? No, Avnei Shoham, Avnei Miluim. I'm good. 15. I knew I counted right. Let's go. Here we go. So says the Malb, why 15 items? Siva shelo yikurak tesvav minim. 15 items. Hanechashavim shehem atzmam nasa mehem amishkan. Lo sheyimkiru on the devos ha-yachlifu v'yikru t'murasim dvar matzrichim l'lacha. Nothing else. It's got to be these 15. Says the Malbim. Uva asher hoya mishkan shakul kineged ha'olam. Kemo shekosvu chazal shenivra biyud hey. Ha'olam azeva olam abba hayu tesvav minim b'misparam. Says the Malbim, with a little bit of explanation from me. I don't want you to blame this on the Malbim. Says the Malbim, the Mishkan was the embodiment of the entire world, the Olam Hazeh, Olam Abba. I don't know if we're going to get to this today, but the Malbim talks about how when the Beis HaMikdash Shelmata was built, that completed the Beis HaMikdash Shelmala. The Beis HaMikdash Shelmata means based on the service that the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash, that was going to affect how the entire universe was going to operate and going to run. There's this connection between the Beis HaMikdash Shelmala, Beis HaMikdash Shelmata, right? Chazal say, Yerushalayim Shelmala is Mechuvin Kenegin Yerushalayim Shelmata. What that means on a very basic, again, it gets into Kabbalistic ideas, but on a basic level it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world the way we are. If we do what we're supposed to do as a Klal Yisrael in general, things are going to be good for the world. If we don't do what we're supposed to do, things are not going to be good for the world. So there's this idea between the connection of Olam Hazeh and Olam Abba comes via the Mishkan, right? The Mokom HaShechina, the Kisei HaKavod, from which God operates the world, is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, behind the, in that place that no person was allowed to go. That was the Kisei HaKavod. That's where we're not allowed to go. We're not allowed to go. That's where the whole world, that's like the center of the universe, where the whole universe, all the cosmos was directed through that. The Gemara says, Olam Hazeh was created with the letter He, and Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. So says the Gemara. Grand total of 15. What does this mean that Olam Hazeh was created with the letter He and Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud? I once had a Rebbe who explained it to me. My Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Mendel Blachman, explained it. Based on the Maharal. That was last year's shiur. Based on the Maharal. What does it mean that this world was created with a He and the next world was created with a Yud? Zok the Maharal like this. The Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. The Yud is a dot. It's a dot. It's a tiny dot. The tiny dot represents the pure essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't, a dot in math, a dot in math, a point in math, doesn't take up any space. That's the whole idea of a point. It takes up no space. It's pure. It's just like a location. It doesn't have any measurement. A point in mathematics has no measurement. A line has a measurement. A point in math has no measurement. A dot, the yud, represents that which has no measurement. That's pure ruchnius, pure spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pure essence of Hashem. That's what it means. Olam Haba was created with a yud, because the Olam Haba, there's going to be no physical world. It's going to be pure mufshat, pure essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing physical. There's nothing physical in Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh was created with a hay. So my Rebbe explained like this. What does it mean Olam Hazeh is created with a hay? What's a hay? A hay is a yud inside a dalet. Rabosai, a hay is a yud inside a dalet. What do you mean a yud inside a dalet? Dalet represents the four corners of the earth. What's a dalet? A dalet is north, south, and east, west, the four corners of the earth. The Olam Hazeh is God, the yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, hidden within the four corners of the earth. That's a hay. Wow. A Kabbalistic idea brought down to you. In other words, this world, what's this world? This world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also all over this world. Kadosh Malach al Aretz Kvodo, but you can't see him. He's hidden in the hay. And the Olam Haba is going to be a yud. What do you mean a yud? It's just going to be pure, pure HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. But our job in this world, in the four corners of this world, is to find the hay that's hidden inside the Dalet. So that's why Olam Hazeh is created with a hay, the Gemara says, and Olam Haba is created with a yud. So explained my Rebbe to us, based on, I think he was quoting based on the Maharal, who wrote a book about the Hebrew alphabet and the letter hey, and the letter yud. This is what the Maharal explains in that book. So says the Malbim, that's why the Mishkan had to recreate it with 15 items representing the because the Mishkan was that place where this world and the next world came together. Because you had HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence dwelling in the Mishkan in a way that it wasn't anywhere else. And again, I think the idea for us here on this world, the idea for us today is to realize that's why the word Olam, the Maharal explains, the word Olam is Milashon He'elem. Olam He'elem means hidden, that which is hidden. The word Olam comes from the word He'elem, which means that which is hidden, because this world is Hashem hidden throughout the entire world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence hidden in everything. Everywhere we go, Hashem is Mechaya the whole world. He sustains the whole world. He recreates. We say in davening every morning, Mechadish betuva b'chol yom tabid ma'aseh bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on making this world exist. This world is an expression of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to recreate the world at every second. He wants to give us life. He wants to recreate the world. So this is why it was 15. Let's continue a little bit more. V'asuli Migdash. Now, so I'm not going to get to this whole Rimzei Mishkan business, but the Malbim wrote another book about called Rimzei Mishkan. If you look at the printed editions of the Malbim that we have in the Malbim Chumash, so they print the Rimzei Mishkan. The Rimzei Mishkan, he waxes very, very, very Kabbalistic for pages and pages and pages. Most of the Malbim's commentary on Mishpatim, on Truma, was purely halachic in nature. Like, literally, there was like 3 pages of machshava, agada stuff, and like 50 pages of technical discussion about the Mishkan and the measurements and how they make it and all this stuff, which I didn't think was so, was for this shiur material, maybe for a different shiur. But he wrote a book called Rimzei Mishkan, where he talks about this. So he quotes from it here. V'asuli Migdash. Oh. Kvar b'yarti b'rimzei ha-mishkan. She'inyan ha-mishkan haya. Kvutzas kol nefashos Yisrael l'koma shlema. Misyacheses im ha-elokus she'olam ha-gadol. She'olam ha-gadol hu ha-migdash shel mala. What the Malbim calls the great world, that's the Migdash of Mala. V'hera Hashem l'Moshe es ha-Migdash ha-Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the secrets of the heavens and the Migdash ha-Gadol and the Beis HaMigdash of Mala. V'chol tzfunosav, all of its hidden chambers. U'gnazav, its treasure houses. U'maskiosav, its chambers. She'alzeh Omar, about this, Hashem says about Moshe Rabbeinu in the Chumash, B'chol Beisi Nemanhu. Hashem describes Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol Beisi Nemanhu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a trusted visitor in all the antechambers and hidden places in my home. B'chol Beisi Nemanhu. Ki heralo beiso hagadol v'sodosav, its secrets. Shu ha-migdash ha-kolel. Shalze amar. K'chol asher ani maro eschav. Al zeh amar shebiyom huka migdash shel mata, huka migdash shel mala imo. That's what it means, that on the day that the Beis HaMikdash shel mata was created, the Beis HaMikdash shel mala was created together with it. Shemeoz nimshach hashpoas Hashem ba'olam hagadol. Ah, from that moment, listen to this line, gentlemen, listen to this line, says the Malbim, from that moment that Beis HaMikdash on this earth was created, from that moment that the Mishkan was built. Listen to this line. Shemeoz nimshach hashpoas Hashem ba'olam, the influence of God in the world, ha-gadol, lefi ha-avodah v'akdusha b'migdash shel mata. Wow. So that's what it means. V'asuli migdash. All of Klal Yisrael had to be involved in the building of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan represented all of the Jewish people, and dafka through the actions of the entirety of the Jewish people that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala was built, which means that it's through the construction of the Beis HaMikdash by all of Klal Yisrael and the yearnings of all the Jewish people to be close to that place and to daven facing that place and to be involved in that place. That's what caused the Hashpah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. And that's what caused the entire world. Listen to what he's building over here. He's building that it's through the actions of the entire Klal Yisrael focused on the Mishkan that caused the upper Beis HaMikdash to be built, which causes the influence to happen on the entire world. Then he continues, "V'tziva v'chein tasu." What does it mean? "V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham." Listen to how beautifully the Malbim says this. "V'tziva v'chein tasu." What's v'chein tasu? Take a look. He's referring here to Chesen Tes. Take a look at the top of 233, and we'll close with this. V'asuli migdash v'shachanti b'socham k'chol asher ani mara oscha es tav zamiz tav z'kolkola v'chein tasu. V'chein tasu. Says the Malbim, we'll have to close with this, because, and you could try, if you can, do the rest for homework. It's massive, but luckily there's a long Friday night. Let's see. V'tziva v'chein tasu. I just gave you a little piece of the Rimzei Mishkan there, the Kabbalistic stuff. But here we can have one glimpse into the last piece of this. V'tziva v'chein tasu. Shekol echad yivne lo migdash b'chadre levavo. Says the Malbim v'chein tasu. Each one of us is obligated to build a Beis HaMikdash in the chambers of our hearts. Ki yachin es atzmo lios migdash la'ashem. Every person has to prepare himself to be a Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a dwelling place for the Shechina. A person before this Shabbos, Parshas Truma, where we're going to read about V'asuli Migdash V'shachanti B'socham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell in each of our hearts, in the hearts of each Jew. He says, Ma'on means a home, a dwelling place. L'shchinas uzo, for God's presence. K'mo shekasav Hashem l'David, v'higid l'cha Hashem ki bayis yasa l'cha Hashem. Ratzalomar, she'ata ba'atzmacha tia bayis l'Hashem. Each of us has to be a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki David ha'yo regla revi shabamar kava. David, this is a Kabbalistic idea, was the fourth leg of the Merkava after Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov. Uva ofen zeh kein tasu ledoros. Shekol echad yivne migdash b'chadri levavo v'yachin mizbeach. A person has to build a mizbeach in his heart. Lahalos kol chelkei nafsho l'Hashem. He has to build a mizbeach in his heart upon which he sacrifices his time, he sacrifices his energy, he sacrifices his actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad sheyimsar nafsho l'chvodo b'chol eis, that a person is moser nefesh for the honor of Hashem at all times. That's what schleps us out of bed in the morning to daven with a minyan. That's what schleps us to a shir in the morning when we could be doing other things. That's called mesiris nefesh l'chvodo b'chol eis. That's called being moser nefesh. That's called being makriv a karban. When your wife asks you where you're going this morning, you say, I'm going to be makriv a karban. Going to be makriv a karban. That's what he says. Ad sheyimsar nafsho l'chvodo b'chol eis. K'mo shekasav Avram va'anochi afar va'efer. Says the Malbim, what did Avram Avinu mean when he said va'anochi afar va'efer? I am ashes. It means I am one consistent, consecutive, never-ending karban. That's my ashes. My ashes are that my life is a karban. Shechashav esatshmo sheshehu ala olo la'ashem. Avram considered himself to be, he considered his life to be one long carbon. Anochi afar va'efer. I am dirt and ashes. Why did Avram Avinu say that I am ashes, says the Malbim? My life is one long carbon. Va'afarot tzavar al mizbeach halev. His ashes were scattered on the altar of his heart. Hanishbar va'anidke lefnei kono. His broken heart, his downtrodden heart, thank Kono. Right, the words of that famous song come to mind, right? Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. These words come from a 15th century poet. 15th century, I think it was Rabbi Elazar Azkari, if I'm not mistaken. 15th century poet. He wrote a poem. The poem is Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Lahadar kavodo, ulamishkan mizbeach asim, lekarne hodo, ulaner tamid ekachli es eishakida, ulakarban akriv lo es nafshi, ulakarban akriv lo es nafshi, right? So bilvavi, in my heart, that's what the Malbim is saying over here. The Malbim is saying is that each one of us has the opportunity to build a base image of the heart. So hopefully before we read Parshas Truma, we should realize, we spoke about the sincerity required in terms of our donation to the Beis HaMikdash and how it couldn't be a commandment, it has to be pure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to dwell in that place where He's allowed in. And so we should think before the Shabbos of allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our homes, allowing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts, and wanting to go to shul, wanting to come to learn, wanting to go to the Beis Medrash. And hopefully, if we allow a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts, He will actually want to come down. And hopefully, if we can convince enough people to want to allow a Kadosh Baruch Hu in, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will want to, hopefully one day very soon, want to come back to inhabit His home in Yerushalayim, in the Makom HaMikdash. May that day come in the hair of Yameinu, Amen, Amen. Somebody want to say Kaddish, perhaps. Rechanai b'Kaddish Meretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yis Yisrael. L'fikach Yerbo L'hem Torah U'mitzvot Shenemar. Adonai Chafetz L'man Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.